From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Six people are dead, 30 injured, and some are reported missing after an Italian luxury liner ran aground off a Tuscan island. More than 4,000 passengers and crew have been evacuated to a nearby town on the mainland. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports that some passengers are describing a chaotic scene.
Some passengers told Italian media that it was like the Titanic. Panic broke out at dinner time, they said, when they heard a loud bang, the boat shivered, and power went out. The 290-meter-long Costa Concordia is believed to have hit a reef off the island of Giglio and immediately started taking in water. Passengers and crew were evacuated by lifeboats to the island of Giglio a few hundred yards away. People were also rescued by helicopters. But some passengers, apparently in panic, jumped off the boat into the cold waters. By dawn, photos of the ship showed it listing at more than 80 degrees. It had set sail yesterday evening from the port of Civitavecchia for a Mediterranean cruise. Sylvia Pol- Jolie, NPR News, Florence.
Taiwan's ruling party is claiming victory in the island's closely watched presidential election with most of the votes counted. The incumbent, Ma Ying-jeou, is leading his closest challenger. He's fostered warmer ties with China. So the South Carolina Republican presidential primary is just a week away. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports polls show former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney narrowly in the lead, with former Speaker Newt Gingrich not far behind.
Gingrich is hoping to emerge as the candidate conservative South Carolina Republicans can rally behind. At a fundraiser for the Greenville and Spartanburg GOP last night, Gingrich said the general election is at stake.
You need a solid conservative because you have to be able to draw the contrast. If we run a moderate who is in any way close to where Obama is, we'll lose.
At the same event, former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum told voters he best represents traditional South Carolina values. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Spartanburg.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is hosting the Republican candidates for president at a lunchtime forum in Charleston, South Carolina today. The event will feature five of the candidates ahead of South Carolina's primary. Texas Congressman Ron Paul is the only one in the GOP field who is not participating. The Emir of Qatar says that at least some Arab troops should be sent to Syria to stop the government's crackdown on protesters. Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani makes a remark in a CBS interview to be aired tomorrow on 60 Minutes. His remarks are the first by an Arab leader suggesting a deployment of troops to Syria. The death toll in an attack on Shiite pilgrims in Iraq is climbing. Officials now say more than 50 people were killed in a suicide bombing near the southern port city of Basra. At least 90 others were injured. This is NPR News. The move has sparked a lot of anger, but former Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour says he's very comfortable with his decision in his final days in office to offer pardons and other forms of clemency to more than 200 people, including convicted killers. He says he believes everyone deserves a second chance.
Christianity teaches us forgiveness and second chances. I believe in second chances, and I try hard to be forgiving.
In his first remarks since leaving office, Barbour says that nearly 190 had already been released from prison before he took action, and he said it's a tradition in Mississippi for governors to free the trustees who worked at the governor's mansion. Four killers freed Sunday were trustees. The former hardline leader of Turkish-controlled northern Cyprus has died at the age of 87. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul that Rauf Denktaş is best known for fighting the reunification of the island.
Rauf Denktaş was born in 1924 when Cyprus was a British protectorate and the island's Turkish and Greek residents mixed freely. But he later joined the Turkish Resistance Organization, and after Cyprus won its independence, he fought unifying Cyprus with Greece. After a coup toppled the Cypriot president in 1974, Turkey invaded, and 9 years later set up a Turkish Cypriot government in the north, which has never been recognized by anyone except Turkey. Toward the end of Denktaş's term, he held much publicized talks with the Greek Cypriot leader, but they failed, and in 2004, Cyprus was admitted to the European Union, while Turkey's own bid is stalled. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.